Good morning. Amidst all of the memes and videos, amidst all of the commentary and excitement about the Super Bowl, I came across a church in Roxborough this week that has a sign outside of it, and it reads as follows, a Bible quiz. How many verses in the Bible are about the Eagles? How many about the Patriots? It reads, Eagles 33, Patriots 0. While I'm not sure about that Eagles number, I am sure that there's no mention of the Patriots in sacred scripture. Of course, there are other words that get far greater mention in scripture than the Eagles. One of those words I'd like to speak about this morning. It's mentioned twice in today's gospel. It's the context for most of the readings this weekend. It's not a very popular word in our world today, but it's such an important word for each and every one of us. The word is authority. One concordance search tells us that the word is used 127 times in the sacred scripture. It's a word that is on display in the opening scene of the scripture itself. God creating the world in Genesis. We're told that he creates the world by his word, and he brings things into being, into right order. He gives things form by his word. And he declares his creation so very good. The whole act of creation is an act of God's authority. His first hand ordering, calling forth an entire new universe. And then we find him do something so special, so unique. He entrusts and he shares that authority with human beings. It's quite a scene in Genesis 1 and 2. It's an incredible gift that he gives to us as humans. It's a reality we need to be conscious of. Because we can spend much of our time, much of our lives, in tension with authority. We can spend much of our day putting it down or mocking it, despising it or being victims of it. But to realize that each and every one of us have authority. There's something so important about that. And whether you're a CEO of a huge corporation, or you're a clerk at the Wawa, whether you're 8 years old or 88 years old, each and every one of us has been given this ability, this gift, to have authority. Knowing and realizing this gift in life, coming to terms in what authority provides for us and calls forth from us. My friends, this is part and parcel of the Christian life. And one cannot live a Christian life without coming to terms with authority. And so we find ourselves this fourth week of Ordinary Time still in this first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, day one of Jesus' public ministry. And we find him coming into that synagogue in Capernaum, and they are amazed. Amazed at his teaching, amazed at his authority. For here is one whose authority, whose teaching is different than that of the scribes. What is this, they ask? A new teaching with authority. His authority flows not from his knowledge of certain things, not from his position, not from his familiarity, but from his very being. In the Greek, St. Mark uses the word exousia, and it means to speak out of one's own being. And Jesus is certainly doing that throughout his entire life. In all of his teachings, in all that he says and does, Jesus is the eternal Word of God, the Son of the Father. And he does more than merely teach, more than offer an opinion or counsel or good advice. What God offers to each of us in Jesus is the very gift of God himself. Spirit and life, communion with God. And that communion, that word, that Holy Spirit is for each and every one of us, no matter who, no matter what. That communion and life of God, his call, is upon each and every one of us. And it is directed deeply into our hearts. We saw a little bit of that last week. Jesus on the shore of Galilee saying, come and see, repent and believe. More than commands telling us to do something. These words of Jesus are commands that call upon us, call forth from us, a way of being, a new order, and we discover in them who we are meant to be in relationship with others, in relationship with God, in relationship with one another. You see, we really are human beings, not human doings. Not human control freaks, not human managers, but human beings, men and women made to live and move and choose in such a way that we operate and we live in communion, in right relationship, in peace with one another. And that word of God, listened to and received, believed and embraced, has power. That word of God calls forth all of the disordered, all the distortions, even all the demonic in us comes out. And we are brought into something new, something beautiful, into God himself, in what he created us to be and how we are to be. My friends, I would encourage you this week that as we read and listen and meditate on these early words of Jesus on his first day in that synagogue in Capernaum, that we receive his word for this, our day, in this town of Kennett Square, so that his word may have an effect and may bring us into right order, into right relationship with one another. I close with a prayer that perhaps you can make your own. Lord, I pray for divine order in my life. Lord, come and perfectly align and order my life in you. Lord, I will build my life with whoever you bring to me, and whoever you take away from me, I consider it your will. Lord, Bring your order to my friendships. Bring those friends that will sharpen me like iron, and take away those friends that may not be the best. Bring your order, your authority to my life and decisions, to my finances, to my living arrangements, to my daily occupation, however I invest my time. Lord, your plan for my life is perfect, and I choose to get out of the way to allow you to lead me. Let your will, your authority, be manifest in me. God bless you.